The 14th edition of the Tour of Utah will be held Monday, August 6th through Sunday, August 12th, a week later than in the previous few years. The calendar change will allow the tour to return to Park City after losing it last year due to a conflict on the same weekend with the Kimball Arts Festival. The year before, Park City had to pay the Kimball tens of thousands of dollars to have them push the Arts Festival back to the second weekend in August. The Tour of Utah will start in St. George for the first time and will conclude in Park City as it has in years past. Additional host cities include Cedar City, Payson City, Antelope Island, Layton, Salt Lake City, Canyons Village, and Snowbird. John Kimball, managing director of the Tour of Utah, said this year's race will showcase the beauty of Utah and demonstrate the diversity of the state's communities and terrains. With an initial commitment from four World Tour teams, he says they look forward to hosting a world-class peloton in Utah. The Tour of Utah remains one of the premier cycling events for North America. The new dates provide a full week for world teams to travel to the U.S. following the Tour de France, which takes place July 7th through the 29th. The Tour of Utah expects a field of more than 120 riders representing 16 teams for 7 grueling days of racing. The Queen Stage is set for Saturday, August 11th and features a route from the Canyons Village to the traditional Saturday finish at Snowbird Resort. Park City will host the Tour of Utah for a 9th time with Stage 6. The Sunday finale on August 12th will determine the overall winner of the yellow jersey for the Tour of Utah. Details regarding each stage, as well as spectator festivities, will be announced later this spring. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.